Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And here we are once again at Madtown each and every Thursday. You know we like to go to the Real Housewives, honey, and talk all the craziness about these beautiful, rich women.
Yes, we love to talk about these women.
It's a fun time for all. And of course, you can check out all the talks that we have at MadTownJams.com for Reality Check. Now, Tracy, just a couple weeks ago, honey, one of the hottest highlights of the Real Housewives of New York happened at a fabulous restaurant. And I can tell you what, my husband left the room when he was listening to all these women bitch at each other.
Yeah.
It was a highlight of one of our nights. And because of this, there was a very special moment that now his face is all over the place. Mm-hmm. He has become a meme, but I first want you to take a listen to this.
I worked hard to plan this. Who cares? Who cares? Just like who cared last night, apparently, when she was acting up.
Don't compare me to Leah. Are you kidding me? Okay, sir. What do we have? Bring it down a notch. Okay. I know you're upset.
Ramona, when I set up a dinner, like you set us up last night, you would have expected me.
Casual.
No, but you
always go to the bar first.
No,
you go to the table first. And then you don't have enough power with this. You go. My table's always ready, baby cakes.
Well, Madtown, I am super excited once again to bring back a phenomenal person that, honey, has graced these reality housewives. And I feel like, Tracy, I have something in common because when you share a ginger gene with another ginger,
yes,
you are like family.
That's true.
You are like family.
Yeah.
And we are super happy to have him on because, you know, Madtown, the person that you see in the background, you know, that adorable guy with the martini in his hand.
Yes.
Okay, he's here today. Say hello to martini sipper Michael Byrne himself. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. Good morning, Kristen and Tracy. I'm doing so well. How are you?
We're good.
We're super good.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to talk about all the dish that happened at Cookout.
All right, my man. Well, let's get started. Tell us first about your fabulous self.
So I live in Rhode Island. It's the small state in the country. I'm a personal stylist and a lifestylist. So I dress people for a living, and I also go throughout their home and, you know, we kind of tweak things, change your bedding, you know, get new furniture, get new accessories so that not only do you look good, you feel good and you feel comfortable in your own space and your own skin.
Love that.
Oh, yeah.
And let's be honest, Tracy, ladies love a guy who is well-dressed.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And he knows how to bring it.
And takes care of himself.
And he takes, yes.
We love it.
We do.
Hey, so tell us, I mean, let's dive into one of the greatest disasters seen on Real Housewives of New York. Okay, when you decided to make plans to have a night out with friends at Clark Cookhouse, did you know the ladies were going to be there?
No. So I showed up probably a little bit after 5 p.m. when the restaurant opens. And I head upstairs to the upstairs bar. And I noticed that on the lower level, you know, the lights were, you know, turned all the way up, and I saw all of this, like, equipment, you know, wires running everywhere and big lights. So I asked Rick, the bartender, you know, what was going on, and he leaned in and said, the Real Housewives of New York are filming here. And as an avid watcher, I got really excited, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to plant myself here and wait to see what unfolds. So I ordered myself a Tito's martini and a pate, and I was ready to go.
Well, you know, everybody wanted to know what kind of martini you drink, so that is a good thing. I'm going to jot that down. A Tito's.
Yes.
Extra strong, I'm assuming.
Yes. Tito's martini, bone dry, straight up, with one olive.
Oh, one olive.
Oh, one.
Okay, one olive. Now, what happens if you double down and you put another olive in that? Does it just kind of like ruin it for you?
Well, there's less room for the vodka.
So. Oh.
We need to hang out with you. Man, I just got a really good lesson.
I know. And I got to stop putting, the blue cheese in my olives because it's taking up the room for the alcohol.
Exactly.
Really? I love the blue cheese, Michael.
I do too. That's going to be hard for us, Michael. That's going to be hard for us.
You can have it. You can have it in a little bowl, you know, with nuts and things. You know, just have it on the side.
See, he knows how to bring it down.
Can we hang out with you in Rhode Island? I love that.
So I love this. So you're literally just like hanging out. You're what? You're there to enjoy some time with some friends, and then you've got your BFF, your bartender, of course, which his name is Rick. We got to meet Rick, by the way, because he knows how to make a good martini.
Mm-hmm.
And then you literally just find out, oh my gosh, yeah, they're just taping. What was your feeling inside? Oh my gosh, do I have my best outfit on, or what were you thinking at that time?
Yeah.
Well, I really never leave the house in anything that I wouldn't want to be captured in. You know,
sure.
I always dress my best. I always say you never know what's going to happen. You never know who you're going to meet. So even during this quarantine, when I was stuck at home, every single day I put on, you know, my usual clothes, and I dress for myself, and I dress for, you know, I have all these clothes, so I'm going to wear them.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at your Instagram page, MikeJB93, and you just do. Mm-hmm. You have really great taste. I mean, I'm loving all the sweaters that you have, and then, you know, you have the polos. You always have some really great shoes, great jackets, and so much more. So you really know how to play with style, and I'm loving that on that. Who do you get that from?
Well, I definitely have a few inspirations. My grandmother on my mother's side was a model, and she was extremely stylish. She was jet set, and I think I only knew her for a very short period of time when I was younger, but, you know, I remember playing in her closet with her shoes and, you know, the pearls and the jewelry. So I think at a young age, I found a fascination with it, and I just kind of developed it over the years, and, you know, then learning about Joan Rivers and Martha Stewart and Ralph Lauren, and, you know, just kind of creating my own style and getting inspiration from all of these iconic people.
Wow.
Nice.
I can just imagine how fabulous your closet is.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
We'd love to take a look.
It's a little small, but I made it work. You know, Home Depot has some great supplies that you can really, you know, maximize the space.
That's great. Well, now I have another side thought, because that's what I have, random thoughts. If you were going to pick a housewife who has the best closet, who would it be?
Oh, God. You know, I think it's a toss-up between Marlo Hampton, who I guess isn't a real housewife, but, you know, she's close enough.
Right.
Yes.
And I would, you know, I think Erica Jane, Erica Girardi has, you know, she has the means to buy what she wants, and she really just expresses herself through fashion and style, and she's not afraid to wear what she wants.
Right. You know, I was always fascinated every time when Vanderpump Rules was on, or one of the girls went through Lisa Vanderpump's. I'm like, my gosh, she's got like pictures of herself, half naked, kind of like Erica, and so much more. I'm like, wow, it must be nice to have, you know, a section for my shoes and then my bags.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, Lisa definitely has a good closet.
Oh, yeah.
She would be somebody that I would love to have as a client. You know, just kind of go through every 3 months and, you know, change it up.
Oh, my gosh. How fun, especially with what you're doing and so much more. So, listen, we've got to get back to especially a one scene that I think is legendary. Take a listen to this.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Arkansas.
Arkansas? No way. Come on. I don't know anybody from Arkansas.
Well, you do now.
Every time we go out with Ramona, she's always getting up from the table or going to talk to other boys and men. And it's all just to show that she can still get attention from people, that, you know, she's still got it. But to not give personal one-on-one time with your friends just to prove that, you know, you still got it, it's just not right.
It's not right. So tell us about this very famous scene. We gotta know.
Yeah.
So I sadly was not down there at the time that Ramona was kind of hitting on these guys.
Yeah.
But my friend told me that she was down there for at least a half hour, you know, trying to chat with these guys, and you could tell they were extremely uncomfortable. You know, it's sad because the ladies are, you know, so cute, but, you know, when you act like that, it's not a good look for anybody.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because this was, wasn't this restaurant someone that Tinsley knew, but like very close to her? And of course, all these women are going crazy. I'm assuming that this particular restaurant is somewhat conservative.
Yeah, I think that's a good word. It is a friend of Tinsley's, and I've seen Tinsley there before. She usually comes up to Newport with her mother, Dale, Memorial Day weekend, and she's usually there partying. But it is the type of restaurant where gentlemen are asked to remove hats when they walk in, no ripped jeans, you know, just dress appropriately. You know, martinis are, I think they range from like $12 to $15. So it's not like overpriced for Newport, but it is a nicer place. You want to dress the part.
Got it. Okay. So what he's saying is that if we were going to take a hottie out of Madison, Wisconsin, and put him over there, we would have to change his flannel,
oh my gosh,
his jeans, and his Bud Light out of his hand.
We'd have to change everything.
All right, girl, I think it's time to grab another martini.
Oh, yes. We have more with Martini Mike from Real Housewives of New York City.
Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Who gonna check me, boo?
Close your legs to married men, hooker.
Fabulous. Going with the wind, fabulous. Okay.
You are psychotic, Jesus Judge.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And we're continuing with the most adorable ginger who loves a martini, honey, all the way from the Real Housewives of New York City.
Let's get back to chatting with Martini Mike.
I'm just curious, what did you think about the women and how they dress? Like, who is your favorite?
Oh.
So I actually spoke with Sonia about her outfit. When I came down the stairs, I was like, she was honestly the best dressed there. She had these beautiful pink champagne-colored sequin pants on and just a beautiful blouse. So after filming, I just had to go up to her and compliment her outfit. And she's like, oh, you know, thank you so much. I love what you're wearing, too. And, you know, we just chatted for a moment about the dinner. And then Ramona came in and said, this is a private conversation. You need to see your way out.
Really?
Stop.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
She was shady.
Yeah. I heard that about Ramona, though. So what housewives did you get a chance to talk to? Like, who did you all talk to?
So I spoke with Sonia about her outfit, and then I saw Luann coming back from the restroom as I was going.
Oh,
and, you know, I just said hello to her and that I love her cabaret and I hope that she enjoys Newport. And she's like, oh, thank you, darling. And, you know, she went back to the table.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you brought her on because, Michael, Luann did come here and she was on tour with her show. And Tracy and I went to see her with a whole bunch of Jams listeners. And we were in awe by how fabulous her body looks, super toned, and those really great dresses, by the way. We weren't too sure, though, about her voice. We're like, whoa. Can she? The girl can't sing.
No.
No.
I mean, but it was awesome to go because it was like, wow, she's actually in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
And she did. She looked great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great entertainer. That's what she's good at, entertaining. And, you know, I would love to go to a party if she's hosting one.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Like, how fun is that? And you say, obviously, you live there. Is it not uncommon for you then to see housewives coming to and fro for like a while now? Or was this like the first time you've ever seen a whole bunch together like that?
This was the first time seeing, you know, all of them together. Like I said, I've seen Tinsley there before, but I've never seen, you know, I've never met Ramona before. I've never met Sonia. I've never met any of the other ladies. So it was, there was a lot of energy, a lot of personality, a lot of ego. And you could feel that in the room.
For sure.
I bet.
Tracy and I went to BravoCon, Michael, which was really fun. And Tracy actually had an interaction with Kenya that wasn't so good.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tell me.
Tell him.
Okay, so we were at the airport, and I saw a profile of her. And I'm like, Krista, I think that's Kenya. And so I ran down to try to get a picture with her. So I come up to her. She has her baby, Brooklyn. And I go, hi. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Kenya. And she's like, it's Kenya. And I'm like, well, that's what I said, you know. But I was like, okay, I was just in shock. I was in front of her. And I was like, do you think I could get a picture with you? And she's like, I'm with my family, sweetheart.
Mm.
And she barely looked up at me. Like, she was looking down at her phone. And I was like, I went back to Krista. I was like, she's kind of rude. So I was like, you could try your luck if you want. But, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she wasn't
nice. No, she can keep keep all that. You know,
okay.
She always has. She seems like she has an attitude, so she can. She can keep that attitude to herself.
That's right. You know, when Tracy came back then, I'm like, did you get anything? She's like, no. So I'm like, I grabbed her hand. I go, watch this. And I ran and I acted like I was boarding the plane to Atlanta with her. And so I was just taking pictures all over the place.
She got a good photo of her, too.
I did, of her backside.
Yeah. You knew it was Kenya, though. It was good.
It was good.
Yeah.
Which is super funny. It was all fun altogether. So, Michael, was there anything, again, that maybe we didn't see that you're like, wow, that was a highlight. I wish they didn't take that part out.
So Sonia threw one of the pumpkins that she had over her ears. One of those went flying across the table. Not directed at anybody, but it was just like a get this away from me sort of throw. And Luann was with a gentleman wearing a blue button-down and navy blazer. Mm. And I actually took a picture because I was like, I don't know who this guy is. I've never seen him before. And I recently put it on my Instagram, and I asked everybody, you know, if you know who this guy is, let me know. Like, do your investigating, do your online internet snooping, and let me know who it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I see the photo. He's handsome.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Yeah, so I'm just, you know, those are the two main things. I was really surprised that they didn't show, you know, Sonia throwing that. But, and I'm also surprised it was at least 3 hours, three and a half hours of filming.
Wow. There. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because they left, I think, around 10 o'clock. And I think they probably got there around 6:37.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot that we didn't see.
Now, have you been back there since this taping, Michael?
Yes. I went actually last week for lunch. And as the hostess was bringing me up to the bar, I heard these three women kind of all lean in together, and they were like, I think that's him. I think that's the guy. And,
oh, wow.
You know, they ended up talking to me about, like, the show and, you know, what I thought of it. And it was just weird to have somebody, you know, say, oh, I think that's him. Like,
yeah.
I've never had anybody say that before. And on my Instagram, I had somebody else comment a few days later saying, I saw you there, but I didn't want to come up to you and bother you. You're so funny. You're so iconic. And I just responded, please, you know, I'm not a celebrity. You can come up to me. It's fine. Like, it's just so weird to get this type of attention.
Well, I love it. Yeah. You have become an iconic pop culture moment, Michael. You have been named the martini sipper. It is all over the place. I mean, you have a meme out there. Life has just changed, and I think it's fabulous.
I do, too. That's an awesome shot of you. So what has life been like for you after being on the show?
I'll say the only thing that's really changed is, you know, people reaching out saying, you're iconic, you're cool, this is great, and seeing my face everywhere. it's so weird to see other people posting my face.
I love it.
That's hilarious.
That is, yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, what? If I think back and I'm like, I don't even know what I was thinking that night. You know, it was just a Tuesday night in, like, October, and I just put on, you know, a button down, my sweater, my blazer, and then it was cold, so I threw on another sweater, you know, that's seen over my shoulders just in case I got really cold. And, you know, I'm thinking back, like, what if I didn't wear that? What if I wore this look instead? Like, would I have been so iconic? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It was your moment. It was like your time to shine.
Seriously.
And with the panning of the camera to your face, I mean, do you recall what you were thinking at that moment? Because we all can feel like we know what you're thinking.
Right.
But what were you thinking?
It was either the moment where, like, Ramona was screeching or Leah threw the food. It was one of those two moments. And I was just thinking, wow, this is really happening in this restaurant. I'm standing right here and I'm witnessing this unfold. And it was surreal. It was horrific.
I bet.
I was like in shock, and I had never seen a group of adults act like this.
I love it.
I bet.
Well, your facial expression says everything. So
oh my gosh.
It's awesome. It is awesome.
It is so much fun. So I was just curious, Michael, have any of the housewives from the New York, try to get in contact with you or follow you?
Yeah.
So Elise and I had a couple little chats, just about my picture and, I told her I thought she was great and I feel bad that people don't kind of understand her. I think she is, people either love her or hate her. And I think people need to look beyond how quiet she is. Mm. She knows a lot about all of these ladies. She's been in this circle. If you look back at, old seasons, you see her in scenes. So she's been around with the housewives for a very long time. And I think, she has a lot of dirt on these people.
Wow.
Yeah.
She'd be interesting.
So she was one that reached out. Leah, a few times, when I posted on my story, she does the little clappy hands and the, the confetti things. Same with Ramona. She, said, this is funny. And I'm sad that Tinsley, though, hasn't. Tinsley and Dorinda are the only two that haven't, reacted or shown anything. Except Dorinda just posted my face on her Instagram just the other day. And
awesome.
She didn't tag me. And I commented and I said, Dorinda, the least you could do is tag me. You're using my photo. Come on.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to go on that as well and say something.
Exactly.
That's our boy, Michael.
Yeah, this is our guy.
Come on now.
You should go through the comments. You should see all the people that, follow me are like, wait, Dorinda didn't tag him. This is his handle.
Oh my gosh.
Come on, Dorinda.
Come on,
That is so cool. That's got to be so surreal for you. Like a housewife was like, let me take his photo and post it on my, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah. It's super surreal. And, I'm getting goosebumps now because it's who knew that just one evening in Newport wanting to get my martini and pate would turn into,
I love it.
My image going around the world.
That is so true.
I know.
So listen, Michael, we're going to get in our Jams van, drive that sucker all the way to see you. We will pick you up.
Yes.
First, you're going to take us shopping because you're going to style us because we got to look good when we're out there.
We got to get into places.
Yes.
And I trust Michael to get me in somewhere. So
who the hell are these brides?
I know.
Where'd you pick them up, Michael?
Where are they from?
Don't you worry, ladies.
Oh, I trust you.
Ooh, two snaps and a twirl, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a pleasure to have you on our show today. As I kid you not, when we were finding out that you were going to come on our show, Michael, we were so stoked. And I know Madtown is going to be very happy to hear the words come out of your mouth about what happened that night. So once again, make sure you follow Michael. Of course, you know him now as Martini Sipper, thanks to the Real Housewives of New York. Your Instagram page is MikeJB93. We just wish the best for you, and I hope that you'd be willing to come on our show again.
Oh, of course. Oh, my God. Kristen and Tracy, today was a lot of fun, and I hope your listeners absolutely love this. And, of course, have me anytime, please.
I love it.
And I expect to see you in Newport at some point soon, okay?
Absolutely. Yes.
There you have it. It's Kristen in the Morning Rush with Reality Check, our new friend, Martini Sipper Michael. We love you, honey. Take care.
Thank you. You guys, too.